Right, let's get into the actual stuff that's very interesting. Your amazing career. What a bloody up and down year it's been. And obviously I wanted to start at one of the maybe lower points of the year, which you've turned into a positive. But the video that you put out when you heard about your release, when you put it out there and you saw the reaction, like, what was your sort of first impression of it all?
I didn't see the reaction for hours. I literally did it and put my phone down and went for a walk. It was... I think I went around my friend's house for a cup of tea, who's also English in the neighbourhood. I walked around the lake by mine, come back, and then I was like, oh, this went nuts. Because there was a lot of people getting in touch at the time, and it was just a real whirlwind day, a very strange day. And all I remember is at the time thinking, oh, because I got off the phone with Mark Carano, and like I just remember him saying that, like, they still want you to do that tournament thing if you want to do it. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And he said, look, if you do well in this, you know, things might work out for you. I'm like, okay, what have I got? 3 matches. Okay. And then I had, you know, the NXT guys were doing a documentary on me already about the me from general manager going to be in the Cruiserweight tournament as like a, you know, coming from general manager into my first time as an active competitor in the ring. And they were documenting that. So I called them. I go, hey, man, I've just been fired. What's good? And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, but they still want me to do the tournament. This has landed in our laps. That what's happening, this is real life. Let's just take the documentary that way. And they're like, okay, cool. And then I said to him, like, give me 1 second. I'm going to do something. And I just sat there and just talked. Because I'd already put a video out, I think the week before, explaining why, as the general manager, I'm now competing in the Cruiserweight title tournament. And then I just did the exact same thing again, and it all came out. As soon as I sat down, it could have been a good old wrestling promo, but I was like, nah, I'm just going to say how I feel, to be honest. I'm just going to say how I feel. And, you know, my job as a WWE superstar is to get the most amount of eyes on what we do. And get people interested in what we do. And this is what's happening in my real life, everybody. You can come on the ride with me if you want, see what happens, or you can watch from afar. You can check out YouTube the next day. I really don't mind. But like right now, this is me. This is what I'm going through, and I'm gonna get through this because that's what I've always done, and that's what I've always taught myself to do. And that's, you know, there's a lot of obstacles when you want to get into the big man's business. When you're 5'4" tall from Birmingham, England, trust me. So it was another long chapter in a really big book. It's a real big book of just, no, just, I'm like Daniel Bryan had a book out called Yes. I think I might call mine No. just try and get around it, you know. But yeah, it's a really weird day. And looking back on it, I don't remember stuff because it was like, processing,
yeah,
constantly processing.
Well, speaking of chapters, the next chapter of that was the life in NXT. Now, is it true that you found out there and then when Triple H walked out with that contract?
Yep, I'd call it nauseating, to be honest.
Yeah, probably sick in a different way.
Oh my god, it was nice, and I think it was looking back on it, like I didn't like. I think the world just needed a moment to see a moment like that. I don't, you know, like our job as, you know, WWE NXT superstars is to put smiles on faces. That's the company motto. But like, I think in that time, I don't think you'd seen anything positive on a television screen like that in a long time. Where, you know, in all of what's been going on in the world, there was like a minor success story out of it all. So it was, you know. Looking back on it was kind of nice. Being that person at that time, I thought, well, that was it. I'm absolutely drained. I think you can see it on my face. I'm just drained. I was so beaten up. Like, match after match after match, I just picked up a niggle of something. Like, just a niggle, whether it be... I had tendonitis in both my forearms, and I'd do this vault from out the corner. And having tendonitis in one arm's bad, but... At the start of the year, I was lifting really heavy, probably more so than my body frame should do. And my forearms were just like, I can imagine an old age pensioner having like arthritis or something, but it was chronic. So this was hurting me. Then I had a pain in my rotator cuff. then one of the arms I'd hyperextended landing funny with Kushida because it bent my arm back funny. I just felt by the last one put together with like masking tape and stickers, I literally felt like I was taping myself up going out, but I tried not to tell anybody that, but like I was like, let's just go. It was just one, and everybody that does our job, like there's always the ones that like go on about, oh, and they're so hurt, but every one of us are hurting, every one of us all the time. So no one's pain is any different or worse than anybody else's. It's just that our job is to go out there and do it. And that was my goal. That was my job. I knew what I had to do, and I had to do the best job possible. So,
no, amazing. Thank you for that. Obviously, you're a fan as much as the next of us. So we've got a little feature on Sporth that we call Simply the Best. So I just want to say,
yes,
there we go. Already in, locked in already. So it's a bit sort of quick fire, but we can expand. The first one here, Drake, is best male wrestler in the world right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Randy Orton.
Nice. Randy Orton. Just because of the legacy and the everything he's put together.
Everything, presence, his cadence while he's in there, while he takes his time. You could study that man, like for real. It's just like he's honestly the tippy top best for me that's out there right now. And like he's been around for forever, but the way he works, the way he does what he does, he could be here for another 20 years and still be doing the same thing, and no one will say anything. That's one of the greatest of all time. And I think he's not given the appreciation because he's been around for so long, and he takes it for granted a bit. Yes, and I don't think he's ever brought up in the same conversation as the greats. You know what I mean? And I think in the next few years he will be, definitely.
Right, love it. Right, we've got a few to get through. Right, best female wrestler in the world right now.
There's so many. Let me go and just say Charlotte, Becky, Sasha, Bailey. Just all in one, four horsewomen.
Best match you've been in?
Best match I've been in? Anyone that I've won.
Love that. Best match you've ever watched?
This year, live, I thought the Royal Rumble 2020, the Royal Rumble match, the men's one, was absolutely...
That was tough, wasn't it?
Roller coaster. Thought it was brilliant. Really did.
Best stadium you've wrestled in?
I haven't wrestled in a stadium. I haven't. The best one I've ever watched a show in is Wembley, 92, SummerSlam.
I know. I wish I could have been there. Best wrestler you fought against?
Best wrestler, Kurt Angle.
That's not a bad one.
Pretty good.
Best atmosphere you've experienced? Would be that Royal Rumble one again?
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Best moment of your career?
Being signed by WWE originally.
Best gear you've worn?
Best gear?
Mm.
The best gear I've ever worn was just the 24/7 title.
That should be unlockable on the game, that should. Best friend in wrestling?
Jeremy Borash.
Love that. What's his sort of influence been as well since he's come across? Because obviously, especially now during lockdown, we've seen so much more. I mean, not that there wasn't creativity, but it's gone to another level, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've worked with that man for many years. He's the gentleman that gave me my initial break in the United States. Jeremy is an anomaly of just... I learned so much from him for learning. There's so many hours in a day and how much you can actually accomplish in a day. You know what I mean? Like, he manages to wear so many hats. And he always, the best advice he gave me as well, like, learn different hats. That way you'll always have a position. And that, I think that's a very... For any upcoming wrestlers that get a chance to listen to this, I think that's very smart advice.
It's good life advice as well. And then the final one in this segment, best locker room banter.
Best locker room banter. Oh, Heath Slater, all day.
Yeah? Like,
yeah. Just crazy.
What was that, sort of pranks or jokes or just in your face?
Just his presence. I just love the guy. I think he's hilarious. Braun Strowman's hilarious as well, like, because he's so big and boisterous and he has no filter. Just no filter. And some of the things he says, if you don't know him, will make you go. But if you do know him, you're like, you just put your head in your hands because you're like, just doesn't care. He just doesn't care. But yeah.
Just finally from me, just on Braun as well, that championship run sort of taking it by storm, hasn't he? And just wanted to get your thoughts on how a great run he's having.
Oh, just, I was very happy because, this all came from a switch because obviously with, you know, the pandemic and Roman's situation as well. When he told me he's facing Goldberg, I was like, bro, you could be the Universal Champion. And then you did it. He did it. I'm very proud of my friend and very happy. And I think he needed that moment, you know, of, you know, validation in WWE because, like, he works his ass off just like everybody else. But, like, he's a big guy that has to get on a lot of airplanes and a lot of, you know, he has to get into a lot of small cars and stuff like that. So, like, you know, I was very happy for my friend because, you know, he didn't originally come from wrestling. So, you know, this was a new world and he's conquered it, man. And I'm, you know, he's a very smart guy and I'm, you know, I wish the best for him. That was so awesome.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time, mate. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, Will.